You could think of quantum journeying of a form of a past life regression, only is not limited to past, present, future. It's totally open. I've been given the honor of being able to facilitate these journeys throughout all time and space, multidimensional, and just allowing the higher beings, the higher selves, to really guide. So I surrender completely, and it is incredibly unique to me at the moment. There may be a few other beings in the future that will have this activation to do it. It's something that I can help others do if it's meant to be.
Okay, so if somebody comes to you, it's their higher self and their team will let your team and your guys know whether quantum journey is something that would really help them at this time.
In fact, it's something that my soul wants to do the most. One of the
Okay.
reasons of being here is to help others with this, because it can help everyone. Learning new perspectives about things,
Okay.
learning why something is happening, what can you see, what can you do about it to change the challenges that are going on. Finding things that is a good way of soul recovery, finding aspects that have been placed somewhere or lost or forgotten, as time isn't linear. So this is a way to go to any place that is required for the time, and is always guided by your higher being. They will know where to go, what is
Okay.
best. So it's all done with intention, and the intention always comes from the higher self. Of course,
Okay.
the human will have an idea of what wants to be fixed or solved, so that will come into account as well.
Okay. Oh, sounds like quite an intense process. How long is it?
About 2 hours.
Okay, all right. And are you fully conscious of everything that's going on, or multidimensionally, a lot of things are happening that you might not even be aware of or remember?
This also depends if I'm allowed to know what's going on. Sometimes,
The human, I mean.
the human.
Yes.
Oh, okay, the person who's
Yes, getting it done.
okay. Oh, there was going to be many things going in the multidimensional field that
Okay.
humans won't be
We'll
able
never pick
to
up on.
pick up on or even understand. But
Right.
the journey itself, using one of their senses, because not everyone sees, they will have an understanding of what's happening.
Okay.
What makes journeying with me different is that we can edit things, rather than just observing. We can add things to that t level of time and space, grow
Okay.
things, take things away. And all of this is safe to do. Not in all of the scenes we go to, we can do this, some of them. So whatever ones we have permission to do. So in many cases, if we're going to a life that has already completed, and you forgot to do something, part of your mission, we can go back and do part of it or close it off.
Can you give us an example of why you would want to go back and potentially delete something? Is it a form of course correction or?
Just correcting the course. If you forgot to delete something, would be like if you did something that wasn't really for the highest good, and it was with some corruption to your being at the time. And then once you've healed that in other lifetimes, we can go back and remove it from where it came from.
Okay, so you can correct karmic templates almost through this
That's
work.
exactly, that's what they're saying, yeah.
Right, okay. And it would also theoretically affect ancestral patterns and connections with families. Okay. Wow, it's really deep. Okay. Oh, thank you, Ben. I think we're good on that. Is there
Okay.
anything that else on that that you would want to talk about? Because I know it's a big one for you. Something that you'd
Yeah, just actually
want to
saying when you
explore more in
mentioned the
detail.
ancestral, that would
Yes.
be a separate journey in the quantum field.